like that.
Is that really your channel, or is it just always on by coincidence?
No, I watch it all the time. I'm like, I'm pretty much a CNBC junkie. Although I don't have the guts to do any day trading. So and it's so volatile right now. I don't know why I even watch it. But there's so much uplifting news now these days. So I enjoy watching it.
Now, Gary, if you were writing a country song about this season, what would the title be?
Well, it's not finished yet. That'd be the thing that comes to mind first. But you know, the whole songwriting thing is something I enjoy doing. I've gotten a great opportunity to do it with some great writers. It's just hard for me to do it right now. I'm not at the point where I'm going to quit my day job just yet. So it's something fun and exciting, and it's something I enjoy doing.
Plus, you don't have any heartache going on right now.
No heartache going on right now. So there's not a lot of, you know, not a lot of material to draw on. Yeah, but. Yeah, I mean, it's like I said, it's fun.
Gary, when you think back to that Houston Texans game last year, that was a fun experience for you. Just take me back to that day.
Yeah, it was fun after we won. In the process of their unbelievable second half comeback, it wasn't a lot of fun. But it seems like there's always, you know, crazy games down there, and it always comes down to the wire. And they're playing very good football right now. You know, I think they won six of their last nine, three in a row. Defense is playing well. Offense is obviously playing well. So it's going to be, it's going to come down to the wire again, I believe.
2 years ago, Marion Williams was drafted first. People kind of scoffed at that. He's pretty good, isn't he?
He's a good football player. He's got the size, the speed, the strength, talent. He's definitely one of the best defensive players in this league.
Just a different Houston team than when you played them before.
No question. I think they're a lot different. Obviously, they had a lot going on in the beginning of the year, and they started off slow. We kind of caught them in that period where they started off a little slow, but obviously playing a lot better football right now.
Talking about the difference in the defense versus week three versus the face on Sunday.
Yeah, you know, they got Robinson back. I think that's a big factor. He's a heck of a player. They've had a couple injuries, but the guys that have stepped in have done a great job. So they're playing with a lot of confidence right now. So we've got a big challenge ahead of us.
How much is this a golden opportunity? Things happen right in some other games. You beat a team that you should beat on paper. How much of it is a golden opportunity to get that home field thing lined up, taken care of before the Pittsburgh game, before the Colts game?
Right. Obviously we're aware of the situation. And there's things that need to happen, but the approach needs to be we just control the things we can control, and we know we're going into a very tough game this weekend, and we're going to have a good week of preparation to get ready to go down there and play and face a good football team.
In 2000, you went to the Giants, went to the Super Bowl. You see a lot of similarities in the way this team approaches stuff, the way the Giants did back there, the one game at a time kind of thing?
Yeah, all the good teams I've been around have approached it that way. And like I always say, I think that's one of the best things we've done so far this year, has been able to refocus each week. And certainly we're going to have to do that again. We're pleased with getting in the playoffs. We're pleased to have won in the division, but now, you don't hear anybody in here talking about it. Nobody is resting. Everybody is still focused on what we need to do.